konting kulay rosa sa pisngi at manipis na pahid ng pulbos. Ito ay bahagi ng araw-araw na ritual para sa maraming mga kababaihan, kabilang ang Koreana-Australyanang Annie Lee.
My skincare routine is actually quite elaborate for Koreans. And I like to, in the morning, I like to double cleanse. And that's to ensure that your skin, when you do your makeup and stuff, like all the residue like are taken away. So your skin is very like clean before you do the other skincare routines like the toner, serum, like essence, and your creams and stuff like that.
At ang sektor ng kosmetikong South Korean ay patuloy na hinahamon ang tradisyonal na merkado ng kosmetiko ng Europeo at Estados Unidos. Ang Koreanong beauty chain na The Face Shop ay tinatamasa ang napakalaking ekspansyon sa buong mundo, kabilang ang sa Australia. Si Jessica Che ay nagtatrabaho sa naturang kumpanya.
I think in general, the popularity of the Korean pop, Korean movies, Korean drama, all of that combined, as well as like the tourism has actually made Korea more popular, bringing in customers.
Si Jen Kim, na kilala rin bilang Midge Mius, ay isang video blogger na ipinanganak sa Australia na may pagmamahal para sa lahat ng bagay na para sa pampaganda. Ang dating guro sa primarya ay lumipat sa South Korea ilang taon nang nakalipas. At daang-daang libong katao ang sumusunod sa kanyang mga online tutorial para sa makeup.
I felt like there wasn't enough about how to apply on Asian features and Asian eyes. You know, we've got very different eyes.
Sinabi ni Jen Kim, ang mga Koreanang kababaihan ay may posibilidad na paboran ang isang particular na itsura.
To sort of generalize, I guess it would be kind of the opposite of what is popular in the Western world. So it's not so much about contouring, you know, crazy arched brows, but it's completely opposite to that. It's more about the subtle, clear complexion. It's more about the radiance from the skin. Although, you know, as I said, that's a huge generalization. But in general, that is the look that's popular in Korea. It's a bit more of an innocent, charming kind of baby type of face look.
Ang ilan sa routine ni Jen Kim ay nabigyang inspirasyon sa pamamagitan ng phenomenon ng musika ng K-pop, isang itsura na hinahangad ng ilang Koreano-Australiano tulad ni Angela Kim.
I think I'm happy with the Aussie way, but I also want the clean kind of face look as well, because I was brought up in the Korean society as well. There's a lot of Korean influence from the media as well. There's a lot of like pretty face looking girls with nice skins, and I think everyone just looks up to that.
Sa Australia, ipinapakita ng tala ng kalakala ng gobyerno na ang pag-angkat ng mga kosmetikong gawa sa Korea ay halos dumoble mula taong 2014 at 2015, umaabot ng halos 20 milyong dolyar. Sinabi ng ekonomistang mula sa University of New South Wales, Tim Harcourt, ang sektor ng Korean cosmetic ay may ranggong panglima sa mundo, nasa likuran ng Estados Unidos at Pransya at nasa unahan ng Italia. Sinabi niya, umuunlad ang mga malalaking merkado, lalo na sa Asia.
Korea's main flagship industries includes cosmetics. Even the President Park herself said it was one of the main things Korea wants to do in the world. So it's been a phenomenon right around Asia, in America, and here now in Australia as well. The Koreans have always had a great tradition in beauty and healthcare, but now with their technology and now with the income growth in Korea, you know, quite substantial, they are able to spend a lot of money domestically on cosmetics, and that's allowed them to sort of grow it as an international industry for them as well.
Mayroon bang particular na itsurang Korean, ang malambot at makinang tignan, bahagya at mga kulay tan o kayumanggi ay wala na daw sa uso. Ngunit sinabi ng mamimiling si Annie Lee, ito ay higit na tungkol sa personal na pagpili kaysa ang pagkagusto na maging katulad ng isang particular na itsura.
It's not about like having wider skin necessarily, but I think it's more about having that really natural, like dewy finish, so it looks more healthy and more glowy rather than like being more tan and like more like, I don't know, like orange, I guess. But I think Koreans pursue more of that natural finish where it just looks more flawless, and I think that's what I like to pursue as well.